Hey everyone, my name is Adam. Welcome to the Ridge Weekly Podcast. This week's devotional is from Brittany Lazier, the high school director here at the Ridge. We hope that it will encourage and inspire you as you continue to grow in your relationship with God and others.
But God proves his own love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Romans 5:8. This truth echoes throughout Scripture, weaving a narrative of redemption and restoration. From the earliest pages of Genesis to the profound revelations in the New Testament, we witness God's relentless pursuit of reconciliation with humanity. On Sunday, student ministry director Andrew Archer shared the term substitutionary atonement with us. He defined it as the fact that Jesus acted as a substitute, taking on the wrath of God for us so that we could instead stand in his place as righteous. As a teacher for the last decade, I have a lot of experience working with substitutes. Anytime I could not be with my students, I had to make plans to be away from them and leave strict instructions for our daily routines. Notes had to be left for everything from bathroom breaks to sharpening pencils, not to mention the actual lessons that needed to be taught in my absence. I would return anxious every time to see if my students lived up to the standards they knew I had set. I would pore over the note from the person who had taken my place for the day and either scold or praise my students accordingly. There were many times when it felt easier to just go to work sick than to have to prepare all the things needed in my absence. Jesus exemplifies the ultimate form of substitution. His decision to willingly step in and endure the cross extended beyond mere friends and allies to encompass even those who opposed him. Every facet of the Bible intricately weaves into the overarching narrative of God sending his Son to redeem us, underscoring the profound reality of his grace extended to us despite our unworthiness. Unlike my teaching experience, there doesn't need to be any anxiety or worry when it comes to Jesus being our substitute on the cross. He doesn't need grand explanations of all the things we need for him to take our place. He knows exactly what we need. He paid the ultimate price so we could live forever in paradise with him. Indeed, Jesus' substitutionary atonement serves as the cornerstone of our faith, underscoring the depth of God's love and the unfathomable extent of his grace. It is a testament to his unwavering commitment to reconcile humanity to himself, offering redemption and restoration to all who choose to accept it. As we reflect on this profound truth, may it ignite within us a renewed sense of gratitude and reverence for the incomparable gift of salvation offered through Christ's sacrificial love. Memorizing Scripture can be a great way to internalize its message and allow it to guide and inspire you throughout your day. This week, I encourage you to memorize Romans 5:8 and share it with someone you would love to share this great news with.
Thanks for listening to the Ridge Weekly Podcast. If you'd like to hear more messages now, you can check out our past series at theridge.church/messages or download the free Ridge app. Thanks again for listening, and we will see you next time.